So yeah, Bob, you know, have you ever heard, before I get into, have you ever heard of the Pinocchio paradox?
The Pinocchio paradox.
Yeah.
I've heard of Pinocchio syndrome. I've heard of Peter Pan. No, what is the Pinocchio
It's
paradox?
just, it's something funny I read about, and this is probably like, hey, well, I knew that, to be real, but that you get from a lot of people, but I just found it funny. If Pinocchio, the character, which we know the boundaries of said character, were to say to you, now my nose will grow, what happens?
Okay, so this is the traditional version where Pinocchio's nose grows
If he
because
lies.
if he lies.
Correct.
Well, then his nose doesn't grow because he's telling the truth about that fact.
No, because if he says, now my nose will grow, he is stating that he is telling you a truthful statement that now it will grow. So if he lies, it would have to grow. So if it doesn't grow, then he was lying, which means it has to grow.
All right, but then that in fact means he's telling the truth, but it's okay, all right, yeah.
It's just a fun. I wrote this on the blackboard at work. Just and I, it's dumb, but
Right. Okay,
it's
so
on.
did you come up with this?
No, I read about it.
You read about. Okay, so does the reading about it account for, I mean, because I know, because like I'm thinking about it and okay, all right, that's cute, but I also know that you're an engineer, so how long did it take for someone to ask the immediate temporal question?
Which one is that? Because there's several.
I mean, the immediate temporal question would be, doesn't that immediately change from true to false? Then, like, what kind of time frame are we talking about?
Well, that's why he says now.
Well, right, but like net, like how, like what time frame is now? Now is a nebulous time concept.
Well, this is true, but the intention of the statement is now is immediate. Whereas
Okay.
if he were to say my nose will grow, it can happen at any time, and therefore it could happen as a result of an untruth, and therefore it's fine. But if he says
Okay.
now my nose will grow with no other statement to make it happen,
Right.
then
Right.
his only words were the truth,
Right.
so it can't grow.
And it's and I guess the part of this is that Pinocchio's nose should not even be growing at a normal human rate because Pinocchio is made of wood.
Correct. Yes, you
Okay.
could, you, and that's part of it is the, so if you want to add subtext, he's saying, now my nose will grow because the way that it does when I lie.
Okay.
But that's context you don't want to add. But I just
Right.
find these things fascinating. This, you
Okay.
know,
Okay.
this is
Yeah.
like the more simplified version of the Schrodinger's cat type
Yeah.
stuff.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Could be Schrodinger's nose for all we want to care
Is the
about.
is this Schrodinger's cat or is this the tree falling in the woods?
Think it's a little of both.
Because I mean, Schrodinger's cat is more like it's a provable thing because you can't. It's just if you don't open the box.
Right, if you don't open the box, but everything tells you that there is a cat in the box, you just can't open it to tell or not.
Whether the cat is alive or dead.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or was ever there, and if you're
Right.
just hearing things. But, you know, since Pinocchio isn't real, he doesn't fall under these types of rules anyway, so you attempt to put the rules. So I guess it's a tree falling in the woods kind of a thing, because we all know the reality of the fact is the tree falls, but if you can't, then it falls into Schrodinger's cat if no one's there to see it. Yeah. Anyway, off of that mind-bending kind of thing, I just thought it was kind of funny.